This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India and the US have decided to double the bilateral trade to $500 billion by 2030. Addressing the joint press meet after holding bilateral talks with US President Donald Trump at White House in Washington, D.C. today, Mr. Modi said India and the U.S. will continue to advance India-U.S. strategic partnership. The Prime Minister said America plays an important role in India's defense preparedness. He said as strategic and trusted partners, both nations are actively moving towards joint development, joint production and transfer of technology.
भारत की डिफेंस प्रिपेयर्डनेस में अमेरिका की महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका है स्ट्रेटेजिक और ट्रस्टेड पार्टनर के नाते हम जॉइंट डेवलपमेंट जॉइंट प्रोडक्शन और ट्रांसफर ऑफ टेक्नोलॉजी की दिशा में सक्रिय रूप से आगे बढ़ रहे हैं आने वाले समय में भी नई टेक्नोलॉजी और इक्विपमेंट हमारी क्षमता बढ़ाएंगे हमने ऑटोनोमस सिस्टम्स इंडस्ट्री अलायंस लॉन्च करने का निर्णय लिया है अगले के लिए डिफेंस कोऑपरेशन फ्रेमवर्क बनाया जाएगा
Mr. Modi said, India and America have stood firmly together in the fight against terrorism and both agree that concrete action is needed to eliminate cross-border terrorism. The Prime Minister thanked the US President for his decision to extradite a criminal to India who committed genocide in 2008 in India. The Prime Minister further added that India and the USA will work together to enhance peace, stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region, with the Quad playing a special role in this effort. Saying that the Indian community in America serves as a vital link in the relationship, Mr. Modi announced that India will open new consulates in Los Angeles and Boston. US President Donald Trump said there is a special bond between the US and India, the world's oldest and largest democracies. He mentioned that India and the US have reached an important agreement on energy.
The Prime Minister and I also reached an important agreement on energy that will restore the United States as a leading supplier of oil and gas to India.
Mr. Trump said the US is also paving the way to ultimately provide India with F-35 stealth fighters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left for India after concluding his two-day visit to the United States. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India and Thailand share deep cultural ties that span over 2,000 years. Addressing the Sambat program being organized in Thailand through video conference, Mr. Modi said India's Act East policy and Thailand's Act West policy complement each other, promoting mutual progress and prosperity. He said this conference marks another successful chapter in the friendship between the two nations. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that Thailand has a rich culture, history and heritage. He said it stands as a beautiful example of the shared philosophical and spiritual traditions of Asia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to the soldiers who lost their lives in Pulwama attack in 2019. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the coming generations will never forget their sacrifice and their unwavering dedication to the nation. The day marks the sixth year of horrific terror attacks in the Pulwama district of Jammu and Kashmir, where 40 CRPF personnel were martyred. US President Donald Trump criticized BRICS, warning that the group would be dead if it launched a rival currency to the dollar. He threatened a 100% tariff on any BRICS country that moved forward with the plan. President Trump's comments came after he signed a memorandum on reciprocal tariffs, directing officials to propose tariffs matching those imposed on US goods by other countries. The Indian benchmark indices opened in green today. This comes after Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump announced plans to cement some wonderful trade deals for India and the United States. The Sensex was trading 280 points or 0.37% up at 76,419, while the Nifty climbed 84 points or 0.36% to 23,115. And the 38th National Games in Uttarakhand will conclude today. The closing ceremony is scheduled to begin at 2 p.m. at the International Sports Complex in Haldwani. And that is the end of this news bulletin.